1039 and mypigradio.com, The Morning Show, John Anna and Friends, brought to you by Millway Credit Union. Stronger, smarter, sensible. Alan Brown and his crew, your local financial institution of choice, and they are your friends. And we've got a brand new friend guest from the community. Jocelyn Kemp is here. She has a veterinarian clinic. What's the name of it again?
I have Care Pet Clinic on Arkansas Boulevard.
And what was the location on Arkansas Boulevard?
I'm at 1600, which is diagonally across the street from Big Jake's.
All right. Mm-hmm. We learned that she was from Fort Lauderdale, Florida.
All the way from the Sunshine State.
Yeah. Moved here about 10 years ago when she got married. Her and her husband live here. And how long have you had that veterinarian clinic?
We will be hitting our 5-year anniversary this summer.
Good.
Yeah. Always good. And love people that take care of animals.
Yes, that's
what she does. And you're here to talk about something specific, though.
Yeah. I met you at Kiwanis, and what we were talking about was don't touch the bats. And you said something quite alarming, that if untreated, rabies is 100% fatal in humans. It's like, oh, I thought we would just get kind of sick and then recover. No. So how do we not get rabies?
Well, that is
the obvious ways, but.
Right. That is a great question. Rabies is transmitted through blood and saliva of infected animals.
Okay.
Our biggest reservoir in this area is bats, skunks, and raccoons.
All right.
The problem when we run into bats is that we can't feel their bite. It's a very soft, almost microscopic bite. So you're not, a lot of times, going to see blood, or you're going to see a wound. And so we consider, if you are having physical contact with a bite, that there is that possibility.
Okay.
And we don't hang our hats on possibilities.
Not when it comes to that kind of thing.
Right. Not when the outcome can be death.
Right. So if there's a bat laying out on my back, like just acting weird, and it's daylight, so that's 100% probably not a healthy animal. What should I do? What's the protocol?
Well, first thing to do is put on kind of thick leather gloves.
Okay.
And if you have a Tupperware or type of solid container that you can put it in, don't worry about if the bat's still alive or not. The goal is to not have physical contact with the bat, but to contain it. So if you can get it into a plastic container and have it sealed shut, that is your first step.
What do I do with the bat in the container?
So you can contact, if it's during the normal business hours, you can contact your vet clinic, and they can go ahead and get that bat submitted to the proper health department to get it checked.
Okay.
If it's outside of hours, leave that container sealed. Don't check on the bat, because we don't want it to fly away if it was stunned.
And why are we keeping the bat? Like, what's the purpose?
So the purpose of is what we'll do is take that bat and send it off to the lab to get tested.
Okay.
If that bat comes back as a positive rabies bat, then we'll want to make sure anybody who could have possibly come in contact, and we the rabies authorities will come and do an assessment. Is there anybody at risk? Is there anybody who may need to undergo rabies shots or whatnot?
Okay. And what is the protocol if somebody was accidentally involved and had direct skin contact?
So what the protocol would be is that you would go to the emergency room and they will examine you, and then likely want to start the rabies injection series.
Okay.
Back in the day, it used to be a terrible 40 shots in the belly and nobody wanted it.
No.
Luckily, medicine has evolved some.
Okay.
And now if there is an active wound, they will put some medicine right around that wound.
Okay, and keep it contained.
And keep it contained. And then you'll get a series of injections. You'll get some on day zero, which is that day you go in, and then day 3, day 7, and then day 14. And so it's a 4-round series.
Okay, so it's not 40 shots.
It's not
much
40
more
shots,
limited.
Much better. And so this came about because we had a bat that was found in, they were cleaning out their garage, and the kids are being kids, and it was cool. And they
who doesn't want to look at a bat when you're 9 years old? Like, look.
Like, hey, look what I got. And then, oh, your siblings want to touch it too.
Yeah, like, I'm brave enough to touch it.
Right. And so,
so you had a whole family contaminated.
So we had a family that got all in contact with it. And so they were undergoing the vaccine, the injections right now.
Oh, lucky them. What a way to have summer 2022.
Well, I just tell you what, if I see a bat flying around, I'm going inside. And if you see one on the ground, like you were saying, get it to the veterinarian. It's not likely to make it alive if it's with me. if it's just laying around, it's probably going to come in dead, and then you can test it, because right. I'm not going to mess with a live bat, even with gloves on, I don't think. But anyway, do not touch it with your hands whatsoever, because there you go. You might not even know that you got bit in there, and then you have to go through all that mess. So, we'll talk more about other animals, rabies and right. dogs and things like that, as we continue. It's a fascinating topic, and hopefully you won't come in contact with any bats or skunks on the radio or out there in real land. All right, more of the best of most countries coming up on The Pig.
Cool.
103.9 and mypigradio.com and The Morning Show, John, Anna, and friends. This would be local news time, but we've already had local news a couple of times this morning, so we'll let our news sponsor, Oak Creek Furniture.
It's American made.
Quality furniture in Texarkana, west of Texarkana in Bowie County. We'll let them be the sponsor of our continued talk with our friend, guest from the community, Jocelyn Kemp, is here. She's a local veterinarian, and she's talking about things like rabies and don't touch the bats, because, you know, I didn't realize that, you know, sometimes they can bite you, she says, and you don't even know it. You just don't even know it, and then there you are in trouble, especially if they have rabies.
You may not even know they didn't bite you, so skin contact, right?
Right, so we are going to assume a bite
right.
if you are barehanded holding a bat, you catch one.
Okay.
So just don't hold one.
Just don't hold one.
Don't touch it.
Or if you find the biggest takeaway is, well, the two biggest takeaways, don't touch them.
Right.
And then if you find one, don't, we need to submit it. So okay. don't beat it senseless. Don't try to keep it contained and get it safely into a Tupperware. And don't worry about putting air holes so it can breathe. That's not the purpose.
We want it
contained, and we need that body so that if it's negative, fantastic.
Yeah.
You can
sleep. No one's
easier.
At risk. Yep.
No one's at risk. Your house is good.
Okay.
It's when it's not that we have to get involved.
What are other unusual sources of rabies, such as?
So locally, our top sources of rabies are going to be bats, skunks, and raccoons.
Okay.
The other part is we have to worry about our cats and dogs that aren't vaccinated. So luckily we have a great rabies vaccine for our cats and dogs. And people forget that cats are big hunters.
Yes.
So sometimes they may be the one bringing the bat to the house.
Right.
And so we need to make sure any animal that is able to be vaccinated gets rabies vaccinated.
Okay. So vaccinations are not just a protocol, they could be life-saving.
They're definitely,
for humans.
Yes. We go with in the vet world, we go with the One Health, and we are keeping your pet safe to help keep your family.
Okay. Safe. I like that circle. So the red flag, if you see something that's out and about during a time of day when they shouldn't be, they're not feeling so good.
Correct. Wildlife in general should not want to approach people.
Okay.
They should not be out during the day. Obviously, if they're staggering or they're showing any signs that they might be off or sick, the safest thing is to leave them alone.
Mm-hmm.
If there is no contact between you and the animal, then you don't have to worry about exposure.
Okay.
But best leave them alone.
For the sake of just exposure to information, if an unknown dog bites your child and they don't have a collar on, so you can't call that vet to verify that they have rabies, what's the protocol? What should we do?
So if safely possible, if you can get the dog
okay.
caught without anybody else getting bit or
okay.
exposed, the best thing on that dog would to be either a 10 days rabies quarantine in an
okay.
approved place.
Yeah, there's a setting for this.
There's a
protocol.
Set.
Okay.
Right. And definitely contact the local law enforcement.
Okay.
And there's also a testing protocol that we can do for dogs, but
okay.
it's important when we test the dogs, we test their head, so we need their head to be not hurt in any way.
That's right. So saliva and
so,
deeper.
Right. So they actually do testing with the brain,
right.
so we need the head intact.
Right. So a lot of times it's a stray dog out in the country, so somebody just wants to put it down right. so that nobody else is affected by this negative dog. But if it's put down and you're in question, it needs to go to the vet.
It needs to go to the vet. It needs to go, and it will get shipped off to the state lab.
Okay.
And they have a pretty quick testing turnaround on there. We typically get results within 24 to 48 hours.
Okay.
And the point is that if it is positive, then we want to get the human exposure started on the rabies series as soon as possible.
Okay, so that's the reason for this detention and why we're testing the animals, mainly for truly for the safety of our humans.
Safety for our humans is
I guess
important.
People would be a better word.
Yeah.
What other unusual animals might have rabies that we might not think of?
So sometimes we have seen it in livestock because skunks will go into a pasture and bite a cow, and it can take months for that bite on the leg to travel up through the nerve tissue and into the blood and the saliva. And cows actually present in the, we call it the dumb form, and they slobber and they're not very coherent.
Yep.
Whereas the cats and dogs are usually get the crazy form that we are accustomed to looking for.
Like when you hear rabbit.
When you hear rabbit.
Okay, that makes sense.
All right, we'll continue talking about this. Get y'all to play a game along with the... Did you know you played a game?
I didn't know I played
a
game.
You play a game.
We will have fun.
We'll do that too, all coming up as we continue on a Wednesday morning on The Pig. The best and most country, 103.9, mypigradio.com. And we're heading towards the upper 90s with a heat index value in the 107 to 110. So it will be unbearable again in the sunshine. I mean, even hotter in the sunshine than... It is in the shade, so if you have to be out in it, drink plenty of water, take as many breaks as you can, get to a fan or air conditioning if possible to cool off, and don't overexert yourself, but be sure and check on, elderly neighbors and friends and family members to make sure their air conditioning's working properly, because if the air goes out now, it could get very hot in a home, and some people can't get around or don't have the facilities or faculties to do anything about it, so you want to keep an eye on them. And of course, make sure that your outdoor pets have plenty of shade and cool water to drink so that they can get some relief. They've got on a fur coat most of the time anyway, so it's very, very hot.
Is there anything else we should do for our pets during this extreme heat?
The biggest thing is we don't want to ice them down. We don't want to go from super hot to super cold real quick.
Okay, kind of like us. We're not supposed to get to 100 million degrees and then go straight into
AC. Into freezing. Yes. And so extra water for sure. They're going to drink more because it's hot, but also the sun's going to evaporate out their bowl faster.
Okay.
So a lot of extra water and some shade, definitely.
Because pets can get sunburn, right?
Pets, actually, they get heat stress. Most of the time, their coat will protect them. But if we shave animals that
usually should have fur,
then we can definitely run into sunburn. They do get heat stress and heat stroke, and it's similar signs that we'll see. They'll be overpanting, really trying to cool off, and dogs don't sweat through their skin, so it's through their feet, so we want to just keep them cool, get a hose, cool them off.
And
if your dog is one of the squishy-faced dogs,
yeah, like mine,
they don't breathe on a good day, and so when you add this humidity and this heat index,
he's walking around with his mouth open all the time.
All the time. Early, early morning, late evening. Other than that, they're inside with a fan.
Right. That's our house with lots of fur.
Yeah, lots of fur. All right, let's play a game. What do you say? And y'all play along with Jocelyn and Anna here in the studio. And the game today that came up is called Match the Mouth. I'll give you a quote, and then I'll give you like four or five celebrity-type people who may have said it, and then you tell me who said it. Okay? And we're going to start out with this one. Quote, a life lived in fear is a life half lived.
Okay.
Who said that? Was it Andy Garcia, Gloria Estefan, Dr. Phil, Baz Luhrmann, or Dr. Oz? Who said a life lived in fear is a life half lived?
Oh, well, it sounds like all of them would do that. Boz is pretty funny. It sounds like that's something he would say.
Probably him, yes.
All right, you're right. Boz Luhrmann said that. Quote, when I believe in something, I'm like a dog. This is perfect. We got a veterinarian in here. When I believe in something, I'm like a dog with a bone. Okay.
Okay.
Did Kate Hudson say that? Kate McKinnon, Harrison Ford, Melissa McCarthy, or Justin Bieber? Who said, when I believe in something, I'm like a dog with a bone?
Hmm.
Kate Hudson, Kate McKinnon, Harrison Ford, Melissa McCarthy, or Justin Bieber?
Who do you think?
I, thinking through those, I'm leaning towards...
I'm going to go not Justin.
Not Justin for sure. And I don't think
it's... Well, you got that right. It's not Justin.
I don't think it's the Kates either.
Okay.
And I just don't see Harrison Ford saying that. So okay. We're going to go with Melissa McCarthy.
Yeah, I like deductive reasoning.
Okay. Well, y'all deduct it correctly because it is Melissa McCarthy. All right, number three. Quote, my favorite way to blow off steam is to sing, obnoxiously loud in the shower. Okay, my favorite way to blow off steam is to sing obnoxiously loud in the shower.
Oh, okay.
Either one of y'all sing obnoxiously loud in the shower?
No.
Yes.
Okay.
Every day.
All right.
Awesome.
At least we got one.
That's awesome.
One out of three ain't bad. Right. Is it Will Ferrell?
I could see him doing
Chris
that.
Rock.
Maybe.
Chris Pratt.
Maybe.
Kevin Hart.
Mm-hmm.
Or Charlie Sheen. Who said my favorite way to blow off steam is to sing obnoxiously loud in the shower?
Hmm. Don't see Charlie Sheen being able to multitask well.
No.
I like
answer,
that. Yeah.
Good answer.
That's good. Is it Will Ferrell, Chris Rock, Chris Pratt, or Kevin Hart?
One of the Chris's.
Yeah, definitely one of the Chris's.
Okay, well, which one is it?
Oh. Mm-hmm. I think Rock would probably do comedy in the shower.
Right. So let's go with Pratt.
Pratt is right. So they nailed all three of them. Three out of three. And they are perfect.
Of course.
The match the mouth game. Thank you very much for that, and thank you for obnoxiously singing in the shower.
Yes, we love that.
All right. Once again, if you have any questions about what we've been talking about rabies, bats, dogs, all that, how can they get a hold of your veterinarian clinic?
Well, my phone number for our clinic is 870-330-4740.
And you're located again?
And we're located on Arkansas Boulevard, 1600 Arkansas Boulevard, and we are diagonal from the Big Jake's.
Oh, okay. Easy to find.
All right. Well, don't handle the bats.
Right.
Don't touch them. I know they're weird and unique.
They're unusual looking.
Yeah, don't touch them.
Yeah.
All right.
That's considered contact.
Thank you for coming in. A fascinating topic. All right.
Thank you.
More of the best in most country is coming up.